Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the meeting of the Development and Environmental Review Committee. Today is September the 11th. It's approximately 10 a.m. My name is Oliver Mujica. I'm chair and the planning division manager. If we could do introductions, please.
Gary Akers, land development.
Mahmoud Kodur, public works traffic.
Robert Spoboda, public works engineering.
Ted Brunson, water department engineering.
James Lang, environmental control.
Elizabeth Mara Rodriguez, planning division.
Michael Gonzalez, planning division.
Chantal Power, planning division.
Hector Trevino, office of fire marshal.
Gracie Johnson, public works solid waste.
Brian Gumpert, building official.
Thank you. Those planners are moving a little slow. We have planning commission until 10 o'clock last night. So
I was expecting Travis to be right here.
Part of the sleepy eyes. Anyway, Elizabeth, would you kindly introduce item number one for us, please?
Yeah, item number one is conditional use permit 16-24. This is a request to allow the conversion of an existing theater building containing approximately 7,744 square feet for the establishment and operation of a place of public assembly. It's a religious facility on a project site comprised of two parcels containing a total of approximately 0.35 acres. The address of the project is located at 708 North Mount Vernon Avenue within the Paseo Las Placitas specific plan, and the environmental determination that it is categorically exempt pursuant to section 15301 existing facilities. And the recommendation is that the Development and Environmental Review Committee move this item forward to the Planning Commission for consideration. At this time, we don't have a set date for Planning Commission, but we would like for the recommendation to move it forward.
And what are some of the outstanding items that we need?
We are currently missing a parking access agreement for, they're going to be using a parking area for a clinic about 1,000 feet away from the property. So we're waiting for their parking access agreement showing that they have authorization from that property owner. As well, they just did their submittal with the fire department, so the fire department needs time to be able to provide conditions of approval.
So, do you know if they've, do they have anything in building? Has building looked at it at all in terms of what they're going to do to upgrade the facility for new standards, ADA requirements, and those kinds of things? Has that been evaluated at all yet? Or?
The building and safety division had originally, when the building first came in, and even recently had looked into the building for retrofit. The building is unreinforced masonry steel, that's my understanding. And they had done some retrofit into the building, but it appears that it might need additional retrofit. So they would be conditioned that any submittal through building and safety have a structural engineer's signature to verify that the building is structurally safe.
So that's when Todd was here?
That is correct, yes.
Did he have any notes? Did you have anything from him? And what were his findings?
I do not have any notes on his findings.
We did find that there was a retrofit done several decades ago. However, we were requiring that new structural analysis be performed.
Okay.
There was a lot of perceived future ADA issues with this structure as well.
Okay. I know there was some access issues, and I know that the inside of the building, it slopes because it used to be a theater, and so I think that was
right.
That was something. So, okay. All right. So, we'll keep moving on. Gary, do you have anything for us?
Is the owner here, or
yes,
the representative?
Here in the front, in the second row.
Yes, there
we do have conditions of approval. We would require from land development that you provide a preliminary water quality management plan prior to going to planning commission and get that at least approved conceptually before you go forward. ADA outside the building, the conditions kind of illuminate those things. If you have any questions, get back with us. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gary. Mahmoud?
No comments from traffic.
Last chance.
Don't persuade him.
Robert, do you have anything for us, please?
These are the conditions I had previously given to your planner. nothing has really changed on it, just making sure the basics are ADA compliance around the sidewalk, around the areas that you're gonna be working in, the frontage of the theater, the new frontage of the parking lot. I am adding in reconditioning of the alleyway because you're using that as an access to come out, I believe. And same thing with your driveway and parking that you're gonna be having along 7th. Please read through them. If you have a little bit of time, if you have any questions, please get with your planner. We can set up meetings to answer any questions that do come across. Thank you.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Is there going to be a lot merger?
Yes.
Performed in conjunction?
We would require a lot merger, yes.
Okay. Well, the existing building has services to it now. I'm not sure if fire is going to require sprinklers for the building for the change of use, but I don't see if they're not adding any square footage or changing anything. I'm not sure if they're going to be required to.
I think if our submittal show that they're building a sprinkler currently.
All right.
So we're going to do a TI on that.
Okay. Then actually, we don't have any comments. If you need any upgrade to the services, it would just be a standard Rule 5 application with the water department. Other than that, I don't have any comments.
Thank you, Ted.
I have a copy of the standard requirements for you. I'm going to pass them to the planner. Thank you.
James, do you have anything for us, please?
See, this is a religious facility. Is there going to be any cooking on site? Commercial kitchen?
It's going to be in an adjacent property, not there. We have just acquired. It's outside of this permit, 700 North Mount Vernon. That will have a kitchen.
That would be the south side, this where it says property line. That is not the one that says not a part. That's a building that they purchased it, but it's not part of this project. It would be a separate, yes. It would be go through a separate permitting process, determining on in terms of what is it that they want to do there.
Okay, and for this one, I have no comment.
Thank you, James. I don't like to look at those eyebrows.
Yeah, we did a review of the project earlier. And we saw a kitchen in there at this time as part of the new TI. Is that correct or no?
No, there shouldn't.
It wasn't? Okay, we already some confusion in our plan submittal. Also, we have a pre-application submittal that hasn't been submitted yet. So we still need that submitted to us and the fees paid for that before we give the conditions of the site itself. But I think we need to better understand or talk to you regarding the layout of the building itself.
All right. We can definitely talk about that.
Thanks.
Tracy.
So the new location that you have for the trash enclosure is fine, but we still need you to raise the wires in the alley, cable, electric wires, etc. That gives a 14-foot minimum vertical clearance for the trash truck. So we need to have those raised.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you.
Brian?
I just, no official comments, but I just wanted to say that you should probably have that independent engineering analysis, and also I would recommend accessibility analysis before you begin this project. I'd hate to see you guys pour a lot of money into a project like this that's not necessarily going to be feasible at the end of the day. It might be, it might not be. Ultimately, an assembly use is a good conversion, potentially, because, you know, it's already an assembly use. But it may cost a lot in retrofit and improvements, but that's something that I would recommend you get some advice before you go putting a lot into it. That's just my personal advice.
Thank you. Would it warrant, or what do you think, the need for maybe an on-site visit? Take a look at the building and...
That would be possible. If you would like to request that, we could help you out with that.
Just to
as well.
Maybe Elizabeth, if you could coordinate something like that.
Mm-hmm. If you would like to set up a special inspection, we could do that.
Once we once the application has been filed with fire. So this way I'd like to be able to prior to going to the planning commission to articulate what's going to be needed. I'm guessing that there's going to be some probably some unique conditions of approval
Yes.
to this project just because of the retrofit of the building. You know, I think that it's beyond the checking the boxes kind of a thing. I think there's some existing conditions that are out there that'll need to be addressed from a public safety standpoint and building and safety standpoint, structural accessibility, those kinds of things. Because it was a theater before, I remember going in there originally, you know, it has the sloping floors, and there's some discussion about whether there was proper exits and those kinds of things. I would like to get that, you know, down in writing,
okay.
so to speak, so that you know in advance what's going to be needed. You know, as you've heard me say, I hate to move projects forward and say, okay, it's approved, and then you've got to do all these things, and there's no way you can do it because it's either too costly or it's impractical to do. So if we could do that, keep
yes. We can do that.
Keep in contact with Hector to see once we get that and enough time to review it, and maybe we can just do a little field trip to see what's up involved. Now, do we has that corner property been included yet?
No, that corner property isn't included as part of this project.
Is it going to be? Are you thinking about? I don't know. Was conversation about buying that corner property? Is that still a possibility? Or
the corner property is already closed escrow about 45 days ago or so, but we have not included it. At this point, we have decided to move forward with this and not include that one.
Okay. Do you know what you might be using that for?
Maybe commercial use.
Okay. Some kind of a retail food or?
Coffee shop?
Okay. All right. Okay.
So
you don't want to include it as part of this, or is there?
We wanted to move forward. We've been, you know, working on this for a few years. So we thought our understanding is that, you know, if we add the other one, it might slow us down. That's what we foresee. But we don't know. You guys don't know.
May I ask the group the thoughts? I mean, I don't know. I'm going over here at Public Works. I mean, what do we got? What are they doing on the off sites now? Just they're not doing anything to the corner, are they? For the
because their current the project does not touch the corner. There's no improvements to the corner. Since they're doing a lot merger on the theater and the parcel to the north, the improvements are required for. And dedication is required for both the parcels with improvements. If they are only doing the TI work to the existing possible third parcel,
mm-hmm.
That would not require it. But if you put them together, it could require it.
Okay.
Improvements.
Mm-hmm. All right. Gary, what are your thoughts?
The parking issue is more of a planning type of concern.
Yeah,
I mean, obviously, the building has no parking on that parcel.
So I recall when we did the site inspection a couple years ago or so, there was some talk about the emergency exiting, and right now, the way it stands, it looks like the only opportunities where they could put doors for exiting may be either towards the existing where the parking would be
mm-hmm.
to the north. I don't know if it's allowable to exit onto the alley as an emergency exit. That's a question. The other thing too is I don't know if they can use, because this was contemplated in our site visit, is whether or not they can access have an emergency exit that leads you into the property to the south, the corner property.
I mean, you can't.
So we have
that could be considered if it's somebody else's property. There.
So right now, I think they're showing a door here.
In the parking stalls.
But that's
yeah,
their property.
That's
though.
Their property.
That is their own property. Right.
Right. They can exit into their own property, but you're saying into an adjacent property.
Well, I mean, if that's theirs, there's going to be a lot merger for all this.
So the lot merger would be for
so
the north end
parking,
parcel,
for
and then for them,
the
their property is like an L, like a short L.
Oh, so it includes this?
It includes
yep.
that, yes.
Okay.
It just doesn't include the one that says not a park.
Right. From that point, this direction.
Okay. All right. Just wanted that clarification a little bit. Okay. Was it?
We really have to decide today, and if they're gonna have a continuance to the planning commission, if we have an onsite visit.
Well, let's see what happens at the onsite visit.
Okay.
It may or may not add time, you know, kind of a thing, so.
So at this time, would we have to bring, would we bring it back to this committee?
Well, I think that it's, I guess it could go either way. What's the, do you have a preference, Brian? Should we have to come back, or can we move it forward to the planning commission? And we still do our follow-up site visits and things for the purpose of conditions of approval and stuff, or would you prefer, Hector yourself as well, would you prefer that we do the site visit, figure out what the options, opportunities, and those kinds of things are, and then come back? What are you, 6-1?
I think that would be best for the applicant. I mean, it's up to you guys whether or not you want to move forward or not, but for the sake of the applicant, I would recommend getting those preliminary evaluations. Now, we can come out and do an inspection and give you guys advice, but we're not going to give estimates on monetary cost of anything. So I would recommend, again, independent review as far as that goes.
Are you prepared to file your application with the fire department?
It was filed, I believe, yesterday. Is that the one?
Yes, it was filed. I was filed yesterday, and it's my understanding that the fees were paid. So Hector, that's why I said Hector may have not yet seen it, because it was just filed yesterday.
Yeah, we have the application, the actual application is online. We haven't got our pre-app yet. Hasn't been submitted yet. So the pre-app would probably answer a lot of our questions for today.
Okay.
We haven't got that yet.
Well, this one didn't require pre-app. It just was a conditional use permit review.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's the questions, though.
No, this one didn't go through a preliminary a pre-app. It just went. It was just submitted as a conditional use permit.
Well,
because it was submitted back in 2016, and that's why you don't have that original submittal.
Gotcha.
For the CUP.
So I think that my recommendation would be that we continue this item to the 25th, which is the next meeting, September 25th. Between now and then, hopefully schedule a meeting if we can with
Brian, Fire,
yes,
and the applicant.
And the applicants. And so when we come back on the 25th, we already have the conditions of approval, the draft conditions of approval from the other groups. And then we could just kind of firm up what we're going to need from building and safety and from fire in terms of what they're looking at as they do the building, and then hopefully we can get that reciprocal parking agreement by then too.
Yes.
And then we'll keep plodding forward.
All right.
Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay.
That works.
So with that, I'd like to entertain a motion to continue this to September the 25th, please.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Thank you. Michael, would you kindly introduce item number 2 for us, please?
Yes, thank you, Chair. Item number 2 is development permit type D, 19-06. It's a request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of a truck and trailer storage yard on a parcel containing approximately 0.70 acres. It's located at 781 East Santa Fe Street in the Industrial Light IL Zone. Our environmental determination is exempt due to infill development projects, section 15332 of the Environmental Quality Act. And our staff recommends that the Development and Environmental Review Committee adopt resolution 2019-061, approving development permit type D 19-06, subject to the recommended conditions of approval and finding that the project is categorically exempt under the California Environmental Quality Act.
Thank you. Is there anything to add to this?
No, there's not, sir.
Is the applicant here?
The applicant is here, and we're the land development engineers.
Okay.
The project.
Welcome. Gary, would you like to start us off, please?
Yes. We do have conditions. One of the questions we have is...
I can hear better.
Okay. We did have a couple of conditions. I assume there's no building or structure being placed on this parcel? And the other question is the preliminary WQMP. I didn't see that the preliminary WQMP has been approved conceptually.
We submitted it with the application.
Mina, did you review a preliminary WQMP on this project? For number two? Because we're proposing to have action on it today, right?
Yes.
No, I don't believe so. I can check though.
Can we carry this forward for a bit?
Yeah, if we.
The rest of the conditions are pretty straightforward. You guys are used to doing the truck yards, of course. Paving, landscaping, the basin needs to be, of course, looked at by the NPDES for the onsite.
Yeah.
Other than that, they're pretty standard conditions. That was the only question we had. It was on the prelim.
Okay. Thank you, Gary. We'll let Mina hurry through that document over there, see what he comes up with. Mahmoud, do you have anything for us?
No comments from Josh.
Robert, with you first.
Same conditions that were from our preliminary action not too long ago. Except for one, we noticed that there's a gates that you're planning on putting in. We want to make sure those gates are set back 40 feet from the back of the sidewalk, so that way, as a truck is pulling in to get into the gates, it's not going to be blocking the sidewalk. We know you're the only person with the sidewalk at this point, but if in the future it comes up, we want to make sure that those gates are not going to prohibit are going to have the truck in that area. So we just want to make sure that the gates are at least 40 feet back from the back of sidewalk. But the same conditions as I had previously. If you have any questions, though, please contact your planner, and we can answer any questions that you can.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Robert. Ted, do you have anything for us for water, please?
Yeah. So look at this. There isn't going to be any kind of office or anything?
No. They have another office on Central and Waterman.
Okay.
It's sort of a flow-over type.
Because it looks like here that when this case previously came, I don't know if it was a pre-app or not, but when it came back back in April of this year, it was mentioned that there's no sewer available in Santa Fe Street. You're aware of that, correct?
What's that?
Okay, this came. It looks like it came to this DERC back in April of this
yes.
year.
It was done by some other consultant.
At that time, the water department made mention that there is no sewer main available in Santa
okay.
Fe Street. So if you were planning to put an office or something there, there's no sewer main to connect to, so you're challenged by that.
Okay.
You would essentially have to put in a sewer main extension to be able to have a sewer lateral service. Are you aware of that?
With the limitation of the, 250 from the nearest sewer allow us to go with the septic then?
Great question. And to be honest with you, the water department is now not the authority on this. It's
yes.
It's the Santa Ana Regional Quality
Board, yes.
Water Control Board. And essentially what I'm hearing is that they're not very kind about giving out septic permits anymore. It's very tough to get them to issue one. So your question would be to them, but I'm letting you know that right now there isn't a sewer main available. It looks like for this purpose you're not going to need one.
No.
But
if you
for future planning, I just wanted to make you aware of it.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Ted. James, do you have anything for us?
I don't have
anything. Thank you. Hector?
We'll need a formal submittal online.
Yeah.
Here's the information on how to submit the plans online for the pre-app and also the site plan.
All right.
That was not done yet. So, Gracie? We okay?
No.
Okay.
Should have bought a lottery ticket.
Right? No comments at this time.
Okay, thank you. Do you have any questions for the group?
I have comments.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Oh. I was just passing down the comments.
I got me so excited there, I didn't know how to react.
No, No, the proposed location for your refuse enclosure is acceptable. So you'll be building our standard 508 8x15 interior dimension enclosure.
Will do. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. You can change your mic, nothing yet?
No.
Oh, you're good. Do you have any questions of the group?
No, I don't.
Gary, did we
So there was a drainage analysis that was submitted. If there was a pre-WQNP, Amina said that he'd be inclined to go ahead and let you submit it, and then we could work that out in the plan check process. Would that be feasible?
Amina feels that's okay. That's fine. He's looked at whatever you have.
He's looked at this, and here he is right here.
Okay.
It's good. It's been approved.
Okay. Conceptually approved.
Yes, sir.
Even better. Thank you.
I guess that vacation helped me, Amina. So anything else, Michael? Anything to add?
No, that was it, sir.
Good to go?
Good.
So with this, recommendation is that the committee adopt resolution 2019-61 for development permit type D 1906. May I have that motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome. On item number three, we're continuing that one, right?
Yes.
So item number three is development permit type D 1907. It's for the property located at 532 North D Street. Our recommendation is that we continue this item to the meeting of September 25th.
Yes, September
25th. We can get that motion, please, Mamu.
Mamu. Second.
Thank you. Just don't want you to feel like you didn't get a chance to participate. Okay. Elizabeth, would you kindly introduce item number four, please?
Yes. Item number four is development permit type D 19-09. This is a request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of an automotive parts store within a new commercial building containing approximately 6,446 square feet on a parcel containing a total of approximately 2.40 acres. The project site is located at 1980 East Highland Avenue within the commercial general zone, and the environmental determination is that it is exempt pursuant to section 15303, new construction or conversion of small structures. The recommendation is that Development and Environmental Review Committee adopt resolution number 2019-063, approving development permit type D 19-09, subject to the recommended conditions of approval and finding that the project is exempt pursuant to CEQA.
Thank you. Anything to add?
Currently right now there is a building there. They're going to demolish that building to construct this new building.
Is the applicant here?
Yes, the applicant's here.
Perfect. Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, Gary, you have anything for us?
It's pretty straightforward conditions. Obviously, you've got to do the demo. Parking and elevation slopes are a concern as far as the plans. You're up against some constraints on the east side there. Obviously, looks like the existing, I assume it was a restaurant that was there before.
You know, I'm not really familiar. I thought it was a restaurant, but then we did a sidewalk and it didn't look like a restaurant, so I'm not.
It was a restaurant.
But it definitely looks pretty tight, so the conditions don't reflect that part of it, but just pay attention to that east boundary, especially in shared parking.
Perfect, thank you.
Other than that, it's pretty standard conditions. Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. Mamu?
Scope and completed, there's no need for traffic analysis.
Thank you. Robert, anything for us, please?
Same conditions I had for the pre-op are the same. I didn't have any changes. If you do have any questions, though, let us know, and we can answer any questions that come up at that point. That's it.
Thank you. Ted, anything for water for us, please?
This is actually within East Valley Water District's service area, but understand that even though they're under construction for the SNRC, they still do not have their own wastewater treatment plant, so all of the wastewater still comes to San Bernardino. So there is sewer capacity fees that would be required to be paid to the water department, and what we would do is we would assess what was there now and give you credit for that, and we would need to see a copy of, or use the plan here that's been provided. We would, you'd have to submit an application. We would figure out what the fees are for the new building and type of use, and issue a cost letter for that. And so that's done under an application, and it's available on our website.
Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome.
James, do you have anything for us, please?
No comments on this one.
No? Hector?
Static visions?
Are they submitted?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Tracy?
You've been so patient. Proposed location for your reference enclosure is acceptable. You'll be constructing our standard plant 508, 8x15 interior dimension enclosure. Thank you.
Thank you, Tracy. Brian?
No.
No?
No. Looks pretty good to me.
Do you have any questions of the group?
I do not know. This is our second AutoZone we're going to do this city right now.
Awesome.
So I'm excited from that standpoint. Where this is always a joy to work with, and she's been super helpful with the whole process.
Welcome. We're looking forward to the third. Well, some of us are anyway, I guess. Elizabeth, anything to add for this one?
No, nothing else to add.
So with that, I'd like to entertain a motion to adopt resolution 2019-063, approving development permit type D, 1909, for the property located at 1980 East Highland Avenue. If I may entertain that motion, please.
So moved.
Thank you, Mahmood. All right, congratulations.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time.
Yes, sir.
Michael, would you kindly introduce it? I mean, scare you there. Number five, please.
Item number five is pre-application 19-31. Are you the applicant for this?
No, I'm not.
So the applicant is not here, once again. I've reached out to him on several occasions. I've included you, CC'd you on emails. Do you just want to go through the motions? I can't even get in contact with the actual applicant themselves who ever turned in this application. I've tried calling them and emailing them on several occasions, so I would not even know who to give the comments to.
Because we have several comments.
Yes. Okay, so
I have several comments. I mean,
so I will.
They're going to have to redesign their whole drop-off and their drive aisles. And
so I will entertain a motion to remove this item from the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Ted and Mahmood, thank you very much. And Chantal, would you kindly introduce item number six for us, please?
Yes. Item number six is a request to allow the development and establishment and operation of a 51-unit senior mobile home park on a parcel containing approximately 6.79 acres. This is located on North Piedmont Avenue, just north of the Walmart off of Highland and Boulder, within the residential medium RM zone. As part of the project, an initial study and mitigated negative declaration was prepared for this project, and today all we're doing is just authorizing the release of the ISM&D for public review, so no action is required at this time.
As with some of the other times that we've done this, all we're doing is just releasing the document. The project itself will come back in about a month and a half, 2 months probably. So with that, I'd just like to entertain a motion to authorize us to release the document for public review.
So moved.
Thank you, Mahmood.
Second.
Great. You're here for that. Were you with Mark?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm from the water department.
Okay.
Oh,
you're auditing the class? Yep. You didn't have to wear a tie just because he wore one. You know that, right? Okay. That's okay. Mahmood, would you do the honor to adjourn this meeting for us, please?
Adjourn.
Thank you. We're going to miss you, Mahmood.